biology starts from the supposition that attackers will get through. Some bacteria or some virus is going to get through. We just deal with it. Biology deals with it. The body doesn't care about how many times it's attacked, right? And you step back and you think about it. Sure, if you all started thinking about how many times bacteria are impinging on your skin or viruses are bouncing off of you, you'd go nuts. There's millions of bacteria attacking you, right? But in fact, it's only the ones that get through.
In biology, some people are unaffected by some bacteria or virus because of genetic diversity. Gabriel says there's no real reason that future computers can't use that same principle.
15, 20 years ago, transistors and computing performance was precious, and you didn't give up any of it, not a single bit to security. You gave it all to performance. Now, the world is different. We can actually put security in the hardware and make computers have genetic diversity, if you will, individually, but at the operating system level and the management and computer user level, seem identical.
Gabriel spoke at a security forum sponsored by The Atlantic and government executive last week. He says cybersecurity has to be fundamentally rethought because the current software-based methods we use to counter attacks won't work forever. He says the complexity of security software has had to grow almost exponentially more complex over the past 20 years just to keep up with all the threats, while a brand new malware program can still be written with just a few hundred lines of computer code.